All right, there we go. The show is Talk Is Cheap on here on KEPW LP 97.3 FM, Eugene, Oregon, Peaceworks, Independent Community Radio, also streaming online at KEPW.org. All right, today I'm going to try and get right to this. I'm going to play the Beatles' Black Album. Yes, the Beatles, the band that was more popular than God. They're never going to release this Black Album because it's outtakes from Abbey Road that has some irony on it, and people don't understand, especially American conservatives don't understand irony. So the Beatles will never release this. All right, so this is album two of a three-album set. Let's get right to it, because at the end, if I have time, I'll take your calls at 541-359-077. I'll take your calls and your examples of irony or whatever else you want to talk about, no profanity. Otherwise, I'll have some examples of irony for you in the last 10, 15 minutes. I don't know how long this album is, the last 10, 15 minutes of album two of the Beatles' Black Album. So let's get right to it here on KEPW LP 97.3 FM, Eugene Peaceworks, Independent Community Radio, also streaming online at KEPW.org. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends.
Dude, just F, C, J. Enough to tell the time when I find my dough. 1, 2, 3. When I find myself in time, trouble. Should just be those. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. So there's who wants to take the one above? You? Now you take the low. Same notes as you're playing on the bass. Well, you go down there. And if you play C. It does, though. It's a funny one. It works.
Documentary I'm trying to make. I'm tarnished. Take that off the thingy and don't bother about the piano.
Just or, sing it.
Yeah. Glenn, can you give John a mic for either the piano and his voice on this number?
If we could just have a sort of permanent mic on the piano and a permanent mic for me.
You hear both of them, you see, Glenn.
Ha! She came in through the bathroom window.
Yes, she did, yes, she did, now.
Protected by a silver spoon.
A bloody spoon, a bloody spoon, a bloody silver spoon.
Of course, I really had to tell her.
He really had to tell her, and he told
It's late 182, it's late 182 on B camera. The time is 1 o'clock.
Roll 95, slate 181 continued, camera A.
She worked at 15 clubs a day.
Working 15 clubs a day?
Yeah. I know she thought I had the answer. I just had to sail away.
Didn't anybody tell her?
Bloody about time too, if you ask me.
And though she tried her best to help me,
it's bloody needed too.
She could steal, but she could not rob.
Didn't anybody tell her?
Tuesday speaking. Is that Paul? I'd like to have a word with you.
I've got something of his in the garden.
I have something of interest for you. Come into... The word is go.
Two dwarfs. Oh.
Didn't anybody
I don't think so. Sun to Monday, it's for you. Tuesday's on the phone to me. She said she'd always been a dancer. I said my name was Dan LaRue. When she said I've got the answer, I said, but who the hell are you? Didn't anybody tell? With Felix. One, two, three. And this is something that happened to me quite recently. She came into the bathroom window, protected by a silver spoon.
You know, a little bit. Yeah. And it's very quick, you know, so it's no hang up. Castanets on that bit, you know. Yeah, that'd be.
Dig it, man. Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
It's when you say something like that, fast. I'm a man. 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 Okay. 1, 2, 3. 1.
We're coming all together.
All right, he's turning over the album. He's turning over the album. You're listening to, this is KEPW LP 97.3 FM, Eugene Peaceworks Independent Community Radio. You're listening to album 2 of the Beatles' Black Album. The album the Beatles won't release because people don't understand irony. Yes, that's right, I'm playing the group that's more popular than God. I guess this album is more than, usually an album is 36 minutes. I guess this one's more than that, and it's a little bit lower quality than a normal album because these are outtakes from Abbey Road. So here is, I have now successfully turned over the album. So here is the Beatles Black Album, album 2 of the Black Album. I'm going to try and end this soon enough for you to call in with your examples of irony or anything else you want to say without profanity. The last 10 minutes of the show. All right, so here you go. Beatles Black Album.
Tuesdays on the phone to me, and so
could steal, but she could not rob.
Wow. 181 sync, camera A.
A riff in technical terms.
Been to Albufeira, I had a few drinks there. And now I'm on my way home. I really don't care. And I've been eating.
Singing and caressing me.
Thank you.
John and Van from the acoustic too. And we go on finger pop.
Thank you. the sun could fly from covering crossroads I'm standing at. Or maybe it's the weather or something like that. All my images on my mind. I'm not asking you to say words like yes or no.
Actually, this is a good one for the... domino.
You're gonna love this on Russian.
KEPW 97 LP 97.3 FM, Eugene, Oregon, Peaceworks Community Radio. Also check us out on KEPW.org. All right, you've been listening to the Beatles' Black Album. Yeah, outtakes from Abbey Road. Yes, the band I've been playing on a non-commercial radio station. I've been playing the band, the most popular band. More popular than God. And they're not going to release this because there's stuff on it that is meant to be ironic. And so that's why the Beatles will never release it, because they know people don't get irony. So, yeah, if you want to call in right now at 541-359-0777... I'll get you on in the last 5 minutes here. 359-0777. Or I'll try to. Let's see if the phone is working. Otherwise, I got some examples of irony. For one thing, the reason I'm playing music is because this Joe Biden thing, I mean, has just got me really upset. Because I'm probably not going to vote for Joe Biden if the Dems run him. Because a vote for Joe Biden is a vote for a return to the Cold War and a return to... The guy's from Delaware, where corporations go to spawn. And that analogy in itself is ironic, because, I mean, they literally go there and lay their eggs and come back year after year and renew their corporate charters in Delaware. That's where they go to spawn. Ironically, so yeah, Joe Biden. I call him Delaware Joe. We do not want Joe Biden in office. And it's that whole, it's a big new Brzezinski foreign policy, globalization thing that we are trying to get away from. So yeah, we don't want that. So another example I have, well, let's go through, you know, this... climate change carbon credits bill. We need this thing passed. We've had 40 years to stop cutting the trees. It's time to stop cutting the trees. It'll actually directly affect me negatively, and I'm still in favor of it, because we got to stop cutting trees down. And you know, the mill here, the Springfield mill, he's threatened to close it. But yet, they will not close the Springfield Mill because they make a lot of money. They make trillions of dollars at Weyerhaeuser and International Paper. And they pay their workers nothing. So that's what's so ironic, is they always threaten jobs when they're making trillions of dollars in short-term gains for their shareholders. So, The irony there is the workers there are against carbon credits, cap and trade, when all they have to do is they're the ones that are threatened. They're allowing this company to threaten them with their jobs instead of standing up. And yes, they might cut into their trillions of dollars of profits. And I will say, you know, if you want to stop, if their argument that they're competing with China, you know, that we need to do something about that, that IP, why are we shipping stuff back and forth to China, is beyond me. Okay, so I got one other example real quick of irony. When I was, I have a degree in design, and I ended up designing security systems because when you're an engineer or a designer, like when I was in high school, they told me, if you want to be an engineer, you'll probably end up working for the military designing weapons. And I said, even back then, you know, I had seen the Vietnam War on TV when I was a kid, and no, I'm not going to become an engineer and design weapons. So yeah, I went back to school and got a degree in design, and I ended up, that was the only job I could get, was for a security company. And this guy, ultra-conservative guy there, he's got Southern Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd on his phone ringtone. Because he doesn't understand that the Lynyrd Skynyrd was being ironic when they said that Southern Man doesn't need Neil Young around anytime. He didn't understand irony. So yeah, please use your own brain at all times, practice critical thinking, shut off your TV, read a book once in a while, and listen to independent media. KEPW LP 97.3 FM. The show's talk is cheap. I'll be back next week with some more compelling stuff. And in the future, if you keep listening, you'll get to hear the Beatles Black Album, the third album of the Beatles Black Album.
KEPW LP 97.3 FM in Eugene, Oregon, Peaceworks Community Radio, simulcasting on KEPW.org. KEPW LP 97.3 FM in Eugene, Oregon, Peaceworks Community Radio, simulcasting on KEPW.org.
Cascadia Learning Cooperative is a secular, agile learning center that strives to enrich learning and provide intentional community for homeschoolers, unschoolers, and self-directed learners of all ages. At Cascadia, learners gain skills in community building.